This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from HAI Heli Expo in Orlando, Florida, where they stoffer with Soloy Aviation Solutions. Now, with bonus depreciation this year, it's the ideal time to do some work to the aircraft. Soloy specializes in upgrades to a variety of aircraft, including the Eurocopter AS350. Dave, tell us a little bit about how your client benefit from these upgrades.
Most of our customers are looking for an alternative to get a better service and performance by replacing the existing Turbomeca engine, the Ariel 1D1, in the AS350B2. The engine offers a fuel savings of 4 to 6 gallons an hour, performance equal to the 1D1, and support from Honeywell in the USA.
Yeah, we're talking about a Honeywell conversion here.
Engine conversion is we install the Honeywell LTS-101-700D2. The kit consists of everything you need to convert the aircraft, including electrical system, instruments, and drivetrain. The AS350BA is another model we convert, which is using the LTS-101-600A3A engine. Both these aircraft are very popular for those who are operating in a utility environment where downtime is critical to avoid. Usually you're flying anywhere between 1,000 and 1,500 hours a year. The engine is on a on-condition schedule, so there's no overhaul per se. Most people do an 1,800-hour inspection, which is fairly extensive, but then return the aircraft engine to service and go another 1,800 and do another inspection. The cost of those inspections usually are running between $70,000 and $120,000. The Turbomeca engine currently is becoming more and more expensive to operate. The euro strength of the euro against the dollar also is a problem on the cost side for the Turbomeca engine. So the Honeywell Made in America 101 is a very cost-effective alternative to the 1D1.
Now, it's not just engines that you're doing to the old Eurocopter here. Tell us a little bit more about how you're improving it.
Well, we also, to support the operator, we are working on a new instrument engine cluster glass panel that was produced by Ultra Electronics. This will allow us to convert the latest model AS350B2 that comes from Eurocopter by removal of the Thales VEMD and installation of Hourglass in place of it. That, along with accessories like the filter, we use the AFS barrier filter, which keeps the engine clean and reduces the cost of overhaul by having less contaminants going through the engine. It's a very good filter. And the 200-amp generator we just recently certified for those requiring higher amp loads than the 150-amp generator will produce. Law enforcement, medical ships, and this sort of thing allows them to have enough electrical power to run their equipment.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from Heli Expo in Orlando, Florida. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.